When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations. If you want to request a topic, you can do so by making a donation to Subscribestar. The link is below. Almost 20 years ago now, I was involved in what is referred to as the peak oil movement. I bought into it after watching the film called The End of Suburbia, and realized that global oil production would eventually reach a top and then start to drop, and that our modern way of life based on economic growth would be over. The reason I was freaked out about this is because I was in Yugoslavia back in 1996, when they lost 50% of the oil running through their economy. I was also in Cuba in the early 90s after that country was cut off from Soviet oil. The only other place in the world that's seen a drop in oil consumption was North Korea, where they lost 85% and people starved. So you're wondering, what does this have to do with the Battle of the Sexes? My thinking is that the powers that don't want you to be need to reduce the human population as quickly as possible, and crash the population globally, and want to do it in a peaceful way. The best way to do that is to turn men and women against each other, so there's a crash in family formation and precipitous fall in birth rates and population, so that there aren't all that many energy wars once the energy starts to run out. For the longest time, I stopped paying attention to peak oil, because on the surface it looked like the numbers and the amount of oil we pulled out of the ground kept on expanding. Or did they? Someone recently put a link to a video called Peak Oil, the Hedonic Adjustment, which I linked to below. In it, Arthur Berman shows us data from the Energy Information Agency, detailing how conventional oil production most likely peaked back in 2018, and then natural gas, liquids, ethanol, and other less energy-dense alternatives have taken over. So saying they were producing 100 million barrels of oil per day is a hedonic adjustment. It's like saying there's no inflation because people can switch to eating chicken instead of steak. That's pretty much how the US government makes inflation look a lot lower than it really is. So let's assume that oil production will keep dropping and our standard of life will keep falling. The only way to make sure people don't panic is to lower the population in line with consumption. So creating a war between the sexes is perfect. The so-called elites can get the population down to 300 million or whatever their target is without firing a single shot. After all, Sun Tzu always says that the best warrior is the one that doesn't have to wage a single battle and still be victorious. When I first discovered Going Your Own Way, I thought it offered us the best chance of creating a mostly male society using sex bots, surrogacy, and artificial wombs, because it would mean we drop our energy consumption by the needed 85% to keep the industrial world running. Now I think the elites don't want that, because a majority population of men empowered with purpose without being controlled by pussy would be a big threat to them. So they need the women there to control us. That means the only way to get the consumption down is both less men and women in the world. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANEMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Anyways, now back to feminism may only be a small part of the greatest conspiracy theory in the history of the world, Clown World Show. So I was duped by hedonic adjustment thinking that oil substitutes were actually oil. Was I also duped into thinking that online dating, Tinder, and female empowerment, as well as the birth control pill and abortion, were all just random things that weren't planned either? Is it possible that shady characters are intentionally developing technology and social norms to disrupt the mating process and reduce family formation globally? Could the push for the green agricultural revolution and moving people into the cities all over the world after the Second World War also be part of the plan to mimic a human rat or mouse utopia experiment? I think all those things are a very real possibility. If you can't get people to consume less, then what you do is have less people to consume, and that leads to the same effect. You would also need to encourage people to be savers instead of spenders. The US dollar, like all fiat currencies, is inflationary, meaning they lose value over time, so people typically spend dollars or invest them. But just keeping cash is a losing strategy in that case. So if I was in power and I wanted to encourage people to save and not spend, I'd want to create deflationary currency that gained value over time. So you'd be crazy spending your $100 today when tomorrow it would be worth $120 in purchasing power. That's where I think the Bitcoin and the orange pill falls into place. Is it possible that the elites created it as a digital deflationary currency and gave everyone an opportunity to buy it back when it was only a dollar? Would that really be all that far-fetched? Maybe they made it into something that is owned primarily by males, because we do most of the saving. For humans, when there is scarcity, we always try and figure out a way to create abundance. If we want more dollars, then we simply print them. If we want more gold, then we go out and mine it. The same goes for oil, but at some point, oil is different, because it's the master resource that allows us to grow our economic activity and is used as a chemical in different things like plastics, asphalt, and medicines, etc. It's a feedstock. My point is that in a world with shrinking oil resources and therefore economies, we would need something that holds its value in the long run, even as the population shrinks, because bitcoins are always being lost, it's technically deflationary. If the world's governments really wanted to stop it, they could have done it early on, but they didn't. That makes me highly suspicious that it might have been created by the CIA or somebody else. Just to recap, the main problem we're about to face is peak oil. The solution is to drop consumption, i.e. population. So feminism and MGTOW are a solution to that. But if you do that, then the majority of the assets like stocks, bonds, cash, gold, etc. fall in value, as the economy shrinks for the foreseeable future. The only safe place to hide is in a fixed asset like Bitcoin at that point. I don't care if people buy it or not. I'm just asking, what if it was actually created for this purpose? But getting back to the war against the sexes, it doesn't matter that it's mostly men with the Bitcoin in the end, because women simply sit at the finish line waiting for the men that are the most prosperous. Regardless of what happens in crypto, the quality of life for most people will go down relative to the cost of energy. It's a gradual process that we're in the midst of right now. And most people are seeing everything become more expensive and the cost of living going up, but they don't understand why. The last thing on their minds is, why are men and women fighting? Who thought that social media was a good thing, and why aren't we banning it? When the teenage girl suicide rates are up 400 to 500% thanks to things like Instagram. But I think it's only a small byproduct of social media, which is making it so that women's expectations can't be met by real men anymore, so they don't want to settle down with real guys. Then you have another potential conspiracy theory with the food companies, trying to make everyone obese so that the millennials and zoomers are the fattest generation ever, and will die earlier due to things like heart disease and diabetes. AI-generated porn is also going to destroy family formation, as well by killing many guys' desires to look for a wife. I'm predicting that that will also lead to fertility rates well below one child per woman in most Western countries in 20 years' time, like we're seeing in South Korea right now. The male sexual evolution has just started. And is it really a coincidence that the AI-generated adult content is being created first and that ChatGPT or something similar won't be used to program virtual girlfriends? What do you think that sex bots will do to guys wanting real-life girlfriends and families? Is it just a coincidence that all these technologies are coming together? Or are there a bunch of World Wide Web wizards behind the screens figuring out how human nature will embrace each new technology and what it'll do to relationships? Am I crazy to think that the smartphone, social media, crypto, and feminism just randomly showed up on the scene by complete accident? That there wasn't anyone above orchestrating things, so they played out the way they have? I'm just thinking there has to be more to this than dumb luck and chance. That nothing happens without a good reason for it to do so. That the powers that be knew about peak oil all along and needed to discredit those that were promoting it, so that we would all look like fools. Then they would need to mask it by lumping all liquids together, even if they're lower density, to cover up the peak in production and depletion rates. Then while that bought them some time, they would create technologies that would alter relationships between men and women, where we wouldn't procreate as much and energy would deplete along with population. Is the creation of peak population in response to peak oil? Or is all this just a bunch of random occurrences? I honestly think things might have been planned out. I guess that's just the conspiracy theorist in me. Think of this talk as a bit of a thought experiment. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that those in power don't want you to smash anyone or make babies with them. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people using statistics to hide peak oil away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.